Today's shiur will be Mesichta Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Aleph, but we will start 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Avodah Kechavim She'oibdim Oysa B'makom, and Avodah Zarah, which is worshipped by tapping before it with a stick, Shovar Makom B'fonel Chayet. If the person broke a stick in front of it as a form of worship, he is Chayet. This is considered that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Zorak makal b'fonel poter. If he just threw a stick in front of it, he is poter. And Asher explains that the Gemara says in Perek Dalet Mises in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Amud Beis that any Avodah that is done in the Beis Hamikdash, if you do it to an Avodah Zarah, whether this is the normal form of the worship of that Avodah Zarah or it is not, you are Chayet. Because the Pasuk says, Zayveach lelekim yachrom, that if you shecht a korban, you bring an offering to an Avodah Zarah, you get killed. That means that if you do the same that you would have, you were supposed to be doing in the Beis HaMikdash, if you do that to the Avodah Zarah, you are chayev. That makes no difference whether this is the form of worship or not. But if you worship it in any other way, not one of the ways they used to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't Ke'en Pnim, so then it depends. If it's Darko Bekach Chayiv, if this is the normal way this Avodah Zarah is worshipped, then you are Chayiv, even if it's not one of the Avodahs of the Beis HaMikdash. Because we learn out from the Pasuk, Eicha Yavdu HaGoyim HaEila VeGoyimer, that if it is the Derech of worship to that Avodah Zarah, you are Chayiv. If it is not the normal Derech of worship for that Avodah Zarah, then you are Pot. Now with this introduction, we can understand the Pshat in this Gemara. If this Avodah Zarah that we are talking about here, there would be no form of worship with a stick, then you would be putter under all circumstances, even if you broke the stick in front of it. Because since a stick is not a form of Avodah Pnim, this is not one of the Avodahs that they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash, and if it wasn't the derech of worship for this Avodah Zarah, then you would be putter. On the other hand, if the derech to worship this Avodah Zarah would be with throwing a stick to it, then the din could not be that if you throw the stick to it, you are poter. Because as we said before, if this is the derech of worship, you are chayiv no matter what it is. So if the derech would be to worship it through throwing a stick, then you would be chayiv by throwing a stick too. And since the din here is that if you throw the stick, you are poter, obviously we're talking here that the derech was not throwing a stick. So one thing we know for sure, the derech of worship for this Avodah Zarah must have been with a stick, because if it wouldn't be with a stick, then even if you break the stick, you would be potter. And since he says that if you break the stick in front of it, you are chayiv, obviously, this is the derech. On the other hand, to say that the derech was by throwing a stick couldn't be either, because then you would be chayiv for throwing also. To say that the derech was by breaking a stick, then it couldn't be either, because then the Gemara wouldn't have to tell us that you are chayiv if you break the stick. It's obvious. If the derech is that you break a stick in front of it, then certainly if you broke the stick, you worshipped it in the normal way of worship. So obviously this is a case where the derech was not by breaking a stick. So what is the case here? The case here is that the derech was through tapping a stick. So the Avodah Zarah was worshipped through a stick. And that's what he said. If you broke the stick in front of it, you are chayiv. If you just threw the stick in front of it, you are poter. And the reason for that is because since the avodah, the derech of worship, was through a stick, so if you broke a stick in front of it, it is similar to shechita, just like when you shecht a behemoth. So you break its neck. So here too, you broke the stick, you did an avodah which is similar to the avodah of shechting a behemoth in the Beis HaMikdash. So you have a combination of both. First of all, the aderech was through a stick, and what you did was, you broke the stick, so it's similar to shechting of a behemoth, and therefore you are chayit. But if you just threw the stick, you are poter. Since the derech of worshipping it was through tapping the stick, what you did was, you threw the stick. So you didn't do it in the normal derech. So by the breaking, even though it's not the normal derech, but since you after all did it like shechita, so you are chayiv. But when you threw the stick, since this is not the normal derech, and what you did to the stick was not like you used to do in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore you are poter. But the Gemara says, Omar le'abai le'rove, abai se'terove, ma'ish no shovar. What is the difference by breaking that you say you are chayiv? Because the haveleke ends vicha, because it's similar to the shchite of a behemoth in the Beis Hamikdash. Zorak name haveleke ends rike. If you threw the stick, you should also be chayiv, because it is similar to the sprinkling of the blood in the Beis Hamikdash. When they used to shech the behemoth, the next step was that they had to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. And that is also called zrikat hadam, the throwing of the blood. So when he threw the stick to the Avodah Zorah, he should also be chayiv. Because after all, the derech of worship to that Avodah Zorah was through a stick. And what he did with the stick was, he threw it similar to the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash of throwing of the blood. So he should be chayiv for throwing the stick also. Omer Leisai said to him, Be'ine zrike mishtaberes veleke. We need a zrika, throwing that breaks, and that we don't have. When you sprinkle the blood, which means when you throw liquid, so then it breaks up into little drops. While if you throw a solid object, it doesn't break up. And therefore, the throwing of the stick to the Avodah Zarah is not similar to the throwing of the blood to the Mizbeah, because there, it breaks up into little drops. And throwing of the stick does not break up, and therefore you are poter, because it is not similar to the Avodah that was done in the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Gemara says, Eitzah, I will ask you a question. We learn in the Braise, Sofas lo tzoye. If he offered to the idol the waste that discharged from the body, or if he poured out before it a vessel of urine, chayiv, he is chayiv. If he did it as a form of worship, he is chayiv for worshipping Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi explains, this is even if this was not the normal derech of worshipping this Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara explains, the case where he poured out a vessel of urine in front of the Avodah Zarah, we understand why he is chayiv, because this is similar to the zrike, the pouring of the blood in the Beis HaMikdash, because this is liquid and the blood was liquid. So just like the pouring of the blood was a zrike hamishtaberes, a pouring that breaks up, it breaks up into little drops. So when he poured in front of the Avodah Zarah, the Ovid, Shomeim and Aglayim, the same thing happened. So therefore he is Chayiv, because this is similar to the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. But if he poured in front of it a vessel of Tzoye, of the waste, which is a solid object, so this is not similar to Zriki HaMishtaberes, this is not similar to the Zriki of the blood, which breaks up the Zriki of liquid, so how come he is Chayiv? So this is a Kasha and Rav, because Rav said before, that if you throw a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, you are potter. And the reason is because this is not similar to the zrike of the blood, because this is a solid object. So here too, by the tzoyah, it's a solid object, and nevertheless, we said it's chayiv. And the Gemara answers, but tzoyah lacha, we're talking about moist tzoyah. So this does break up, so this is similar to the zrike of the dam in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you are chayiv for it. But there's a point we must mention here, that when we said that if you pour the vessel of Meirag Laim in front of it, or if you offer to it the Kelev with the Tzoye, you are Chayiv. And we said before, Rashi says that this is even if this was not the custom of service. We must add, as Tosfos says, that we must say that the custom was something like it. Because if there was no custom at all concerning Tzoye or Meirag Laim, then you would be potter. Because as we said before, when you throw the stick, you are potter, but if you break the stick, you are chayiv. The reason you are chayiv for breaking the stick is because it's similar to shechting of a korban, but nevertheless, this is only if the custom of worship to that Avodah Zarah was concerning a stick. If there would be no custom concerning a stick, so then even breaking the stick would be potter. Because after all, there was no avodah in the Beis HaMikdash of breaking the stick. And you are only chayiv if you do one of the avodahs of the Beis HaMikdash, or if you do what was the custom of this Avodah Zarah. And since there was no custom concerning breaking a stick, and this is also not one of the avodahs in the Beis HaMikdash, but you put it. The only reason you're chayiv is because since the custom was concerning tapping with a stick. So therefore, even though you didn't tap the stick, but you did something with the stick, and that something was similar to shchita, that's why you are chayiv. So here too, if there would be nothing, no derech of tzoyer meirag laim to the Avodah Zarah at all, so even if we would say it's similar to zriki, it'd still be potter. So therefore we must say that the derech was with tzoyer meirag laim. So when Rashi says that you are chayiv, even though this was not the derech, it means the derech wasn't actually to pour the meirag laim in front of it or offer the tzoyer to it. There was something similar to it. And therefore, since it is similar to the zrike of the Beis HaMikdash, and the derech was to do some kind of avodah with tzoyer meirag laim, that's why you are chayiv. Then the Gemara continues, can we say that the din of Rav is really dependent in the machloikis of Tanoim? Because we learn in the Braise, Shochad lochogov. If he shechted, he slaughtered a locust to David Azorah. The Yehuda Mechayev, the Yehuda says, Mechayev, Chachomim Poitrin, Chachomim say his fortes. And as Rashi explains, this Braise is talking about a case where this was not the derech. Not only if it was the derech to shecht to it a chogah, because if the derech was that this was the way you worship it, everyone would agree that you are chayiv. The case was that even if this is not the derech, still Rabbi Yehuda says you are chayiv, and the chachamim say you are potes. And here too we must say it, when we say it's not the derech, it doesn't mean it's not the derech at all. Because if it's not the derech, even if we're going to say it's similar to shchita of the Beis HaMikdash, but nevertheless, in the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't shecht a chogah. They only shechted the animal. So when we say here that this was not the derech, it means that this was not actually the derech. But the derech of worship to this Avodah Zarah was something concerning similar to this. And therefore, if he shechted the chogah, Rabbi Yehuda says you are chayiv, and the chachamim say you are potter. My love, hokem yiflege, don't you think that this is the machloikes, the ma'asavar, that one holds, which means Rabbi Yehuda holds, amrinin ke'ein zviche, that we say that as long as it was similar to the shchita of the Beis HaMikdash, you are chayiv. And the truth is, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't shecht chagovim, they didn't shecht locusts. But since it's similar to shechting of a chagov, and as we said before, the derech was to do something with the chagov, that's why you are chayiv. Just like Rav says, that when you break the stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, since this is similar to the shechita, you are chayiv. Since the derech was something concerning a stick, and he did with the stick similar to the shechita that they used to do in the Beit HaMikdash, you are chayiv. The same thing here also, that if you take the chogav and you shecht it, it is similar to the shechita of the behemah in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore you are chayiv. Umar sovar, but another one holds, which means the Rabbanan, they would hold that lo yaminin ke'en zvicha. They say this is not enough. It's not enough if you do it just similar to the shechita of the Beit HaMikdash. Elo ke'en pnim. They say it has to be mamish ke'en pnim, as it was in the Beit HaMikdash. Which means if you be shecht the behemah to the Avodah Zarah, you would be chayiv. But if you shecht the chogav, even though it's ke'en the shechita, but since it is done with a chogav, not with a behemah, so you are potter. So it comes out that this din of Rav is really dependent on this machloik, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says that if you shech the chogav, you are chayiv. But the chachamim don't hold like Rav, and they say that shechting the chogav is not enough to make him chayiv. It has to be mamish kein pnim. So the Gemara says, no, the kula alma loy aminin kein zvichel kein pnim. Bemes, we could say that both of them don't hold like Rav. Rav Yehuda doesn't hold a krav either. They both hold that ke'en zviche, if it's just similar to the shchita of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not enough. You must have ke'en pnim, that you have to do it as it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the only way you are chayiv. Ke'en pnim bina. The question is, how could Rav Yehuda say that you are chayiv for shechting a chogov, a shiny chogov, a chogov, a locust is different, hoyel v'tzavar o'idoyme v'tzavar behemah. The neck of a chogav is similar to the neck of a behemah. So b'meila, this is considered ke'ein pnim. It's not only ke'ein zvicha, similar to the shchita, which means it's like breaking a stick, which is similar to the shechting. This is much closer to it, because the way you shecht the chogav is actually the same way you shecht the behemah, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda said you are chayiv. But if it wouldn't be a chogav, if it would be, let's say, considering a stick, maybe everyone holds that you are potter. In other words, Rav doesn't have any support in this braisa to his din. And from this answer in the Gemara, we also see, as Tosfos says, that we must say that this Braisa is talking by a kind of Avodah Zarah, that they used to worship it through a chogav, some other way, but through a chogav. Because if we were talking in a case where you don't worship it with a chogav at all, so then it's not understood what the Gemara means, that the reason you are chayiv for shechting a chogav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because its neck is similar to the neck of a behemah. But is that a good enough reason to say you are chayiv? If we hold that you must have ke'en pnim, ke'en zvich is not enough. It must be mamish like the pnim. So because its neck is like the neck of a behemah, it's enough to consider it ke'en pnim and you should be chayiv. Later on in the Gemara we see even more. The Gemara says if you shecht a behemah to Avodah Zarah, but if it's a baal mumet with a blemish, you are not chayiv because it's not similar to the way they used to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash you had to shecht only if it was a tmimo, a tamim, if it was complete but not with a blemish. So therefore if you shecht it to the Avodah Zarah, you're also potter. Now if you are potter when you shecht a behemah, but because it's not 100% like it was in the Beis HaMikdash because it's a baal mum, you are potter. So certainly if you shecht the chogov, even though the neck is like a behemah, you certainly should be potter. So how could the Gemara say here that because of that you are chayiv according to the Beis HaMikdash? So therefore we must say that here we're talking in a case where the derech of worship to this Avodah Zarah was through a chagah. The only problem is because it wasn't mamish done through Shechita. So here we say, since its neck is similar to the neck of a behemoth, so this is very close, and the derech of a chagav was there, so therefore we say you are chayim, even though you need ke'ein pnim, not ke'ein zviche, which means just the fact that it's geshocht in the same way is not enough, you must have mamish like pnim, but since the neck is like the neck of a behemoth, it's considered ke'ein pnim, and after all, the derech was to worship it through a chagav, that's why you are chayim. And Tosfos says this answers another kasha also, because Bechura, one can ask a question, why did the Gemara say that both of them, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, hold not like Rav? Why couldn't the Gemara answer differently? That Bam is, both of them hold like Rav. That what if it's Ke'en Zviche, it's enough. And both of them would agree that in the case where the derech to worship the Avodah Zarah was with a stick, if you break a stick, you are chayiv, like Rav said. And the reason there's a machloik is concerning the Shech to Chagav, that is talking in a case where there was no derech to worship it with the Chagav. And that's where we have the machloik is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that nevertheless you are chayiv, and the Chachamim holds, since there is no derech to worship it with the Chagav, that's why you are potter. So the Chura, if the Gemara would have answered it this way, then they both would hold akrav. And that's what they usually try to do. When we try to answer, we don't try to show how Rav or any other Amayra does not fit to the Mishnah. We try to show how it does fit to a Mishnah or to the Braiser. But the reason the Gemara doesn't say this is very simple. Because according to this, it would come out that Rav Yehuda holds that you are Chayiv, even though there was no Derech to worship it with a Chagav. And that can't be. Because even Rav, when he says that you are chayiv by breaking the stick, it's only because the derech was to worship it with the tapping of the stick. But if that wouldn't be the derech, even Rav would hold that you are potter by even by breaking the stick. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda also couldn't say that you are chayiv when you shev the chagav if there was no derech of worshiping it with the chagav at all. So therefore, the Gemara couldn't answer it that way. The only way the Gemara could answer that they both don't hold like Rav. But the Chachamim hold you are potter for this reason, because they don't hold like Rav. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds you chayiv is because, after all, the derech was to worship it with the chagav, and the shechita of the chagav is similar to the shechita of the behema, because the neck of the chagav is like the neck of the behema. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are chayiv. Then the Gemara continues. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravu, Omer Rav. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav Baravu, in the name of Rav, Avodes Kichovim Shoiv Dimoise Bemako, and Avodes Zorah, that you worship it with a stick. Shover Mako Befaneo Chai. If you broke a stick in front of it, you are Chai. And not only that, Veneser, the stick become Moser. Why does it become Moser? Whether the Derech was to worship it with a stick, with breaking a stick or not. Even if the Derech was not to worship it by breaking the stick. If you broke the stick in front of it, the stick becomes Osir. Why, as we said before, because this is Ke'en Zvicha. Since breaking the stick is similar to the shechting of a Pema, so this is considered a korban to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore, this becomes Osir. The stick becomes Osir Bahanoah, like any korban to Avodah Zarah. If Zorak Makal Lepaneo, if you just threw a stick in front of it, Chayiv, you are Chayiv, Ve'ein and Neseret, the stick doesn't become Osir. And when we say you are chayiv for throwing the stick, obviously this is only in the case where the derech to worship it was through throwing a stick. Because as we said before, if the derech was not to throw the stick, so then throwing is not similar to any avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't be chayiv. So when it says you are chayiv for throwing the stick, it's the case where this was the derech of worshipping it by throwing the stick. And nevertheless, the stick doesn't become osur, because this cannot be considered sakroivis avodah zarah. This cannot be considered a korban to avodah zarah, because it has to be similar to an avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash in order to be considered a korban. So chayiv, you are chayiv because you worshipped avodah zarah. But the stick does not become sakroivis avodah zarah unless it was done in the same way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And since in the Beis HaMikdash we had no zriki of a solid object, as we said before, so therefore the stick does not become a. Why is it different? And if you broke the stick, you said the stick becomes also because it's similar to the shechita of a behemoth. If you threw the stick, it's also similar to an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, similar to the throwing of the blood, the sprinkling of the blood. So he said to him, we need, in order to be similar to the zrike of the blood, it has to be a throwing, it breaks up. which means like the blood, which is liquid. When you throw it, it breaks up into drops. So that you have to have in order to be considered takroivis, a korban, an offering of avodah zarah. And that we don't have here, since it's a stick and a solid object. It's not similar to the zrike of the blood, as we said before. But then he said to him, Elamata, if so, Avne beis markulis, the mayasru, the stones that are thrown to the markulis, how are they osur? Since it is not similar to the zriki of the Beis Hamikdash, because it is a solid object, it's a stone, so it shouldn't be osur at all. Amar Leisa said to him, Afla di kashili, I also had this kashe, v'shalti ol Rabbi Baravur, and I asked him to Rabbi Baravur. Rabbi Baravur, l'chiyah barav, Rabbi Baravu asked it to Chia, the son of Rav, the Chia Barav, the Rav, and Chia Barav asked this question of Rav. For Amalei said to him, Naseh becomes, Kimigadl Avoides Kichavim, as if you grow, you make the Avoides Zorah bigger, which means that when you throw the stones to the Markulis, so then the stones themselves become part of the Markulis. So the Isur of these stones is not because of a korban of Avodah Zarah. Their Isur is because of Avodah Zarah itself. Because this custom used to be that when you throw a stone to the Markulis, that stone is added to the Avodah Zarah. It's not like by other korbanis to Avodah Zarah. That the Avodah Zarah is whatever it is. And when you offer a korban to it, it is an offering to the Avodah Zarah, but it doesn't become the Avodah Zarah itself. But by the stones of the Markulis, every stone that was thrown became Avodah Zarah itself. So as far as a korban to Avodah Zarah, you cannot make it also, because it's solid. But as part of the Avodah Zarah itself, it does become us. But then the Gemara says, Honicha, this is good, Lamando, Amar Avodah Kichavim, Shalav Oivet Kichavim Asura Miyad, according to the opinion, as the Gemara will say later on, that holds that an Avodah Zarah have a goy. As soon as you make it, it becomes Osir Bahanoah, as Avodah Zarah is understood. When you throw the rock to the Makulis, by throwing it, it becomes part of the Avodah Zarah. So even though that additional stone that was just thrown that became Avodah Zarah was not worshipped yet, because it just became Avodah Zarah now, nevertheless it's Osir Bahanoah right away. According to the opinion that a goy who makes an Avodah Zarah, as soon as he makes it, even before it's worshipped, it is Osir. Elo lamandomer achati oved, but according to the opinion it holds that an Avodah Zarah, a goy, doesn't become Osir Bahanoah until it is worshipped. Tishtere, let the stone of the Markulis be mutter, the holoi polcho, because you didn't worship it yet. You throw the stone, the goy throws the stone, that stone becomes Avodah Zarah, so at that point it's not osir yet, according to the opinion that an Avodah Zarah, the goy, doesn't become osir, even when it's made as an Avodah Zarah, until it is worshipped. Amalei said to him, "Kol achas v'achas nafis avodes kichovim v'takrovis v'chavetzah." Each stone that's thrown becomes an avodah zarah, and it also becomes a korban to the other one, which means that the first stone that is thrown becomes an avodah zarah. Now, when you throw a second stone on top of the first stone, so now the first stone is not only an avodah zarah, but the first stone is also worshipped because they threw another stone. So after they throw the second stone, that is like a korban to the first stone. So the first stone is already worshipped, and that's why the first stone is osur. Now, when you throw a third stone to the second, so now the second one becomes osur, because when they threw the second stone, it became avodah zarah. When they threw the third one, this was the form, the way they worshipped the second. They worshipped the whole thing, including the second. And that's how it goes on. Every stone that you throw makes the stone that was thrown before it osur. So the last one should be mutter, because the last one, when it's thrown, becomes Avodah Zarah. But since it's the last, there was nothing done to worship it, so it shouldn't be us. Amalei said to him, if you know which one it is, Zil Shokla, go take it. In other words, we don't know which stone is the last and which not, and therefore you can't use any of the stones. Vashem, Rav Asher says, Kol achas v'achas nafis takroivis la'atma v'takroivis l'chaveto, that each stone that is thrown becomes a korban to itself and a korban to the next one, which means that when you throw the stone, it becomes avodah zarah, and at the same time it also is a form of a worshipping to the avodah zarah, a form of a korban. So it's a korban to itself, and that's why even the last one is also asur, because the last one that's thrown becomes avodah zarah, and at the same time is its own korban, which means it is worshipped already, and that's why it's asur. And also it becomes a korban to the one before it. And because of that, the stones of the Markulis are osur, because they weren't only made into a Markulis, into Avodah Zarah, but they were also worshipped each time the stone is thrown. And therefore it is osur. But what is the reason it is osur? It is osur as Avodah Zarah itself. But it is not osur as takroivis Avodah Zarah. As we said before, in order to be osur as a korban to Avodah Zarah, it has to be k'ein pnim. And since throwing a rock, which is a solid object, is not similar to the zriki of the dam, so therefore it is not Osir as far as a takroivis of Avodah Zarah, only the Avodah Zarah itself. And there is a difference whether it is osir because of Avodah Zarah itself or because of a korban. Because Avodah Zarah itself could become bottle. If a goy is mevatlet, it's bottle. But a korban to Avodah Zarah, as we learn now from the pasuk, is similar to zivcha mesim and similar to a dead body. And just like a dead body can never become toher, so too a korban of Avodah Zarah never has beetle. So therefore, if you throw a stone to Markulis, it's osir as Avodah Zarah. But it's not osir as a takroivis of Avodah Zarah, and therefore, it could become bottle. Then the Gemara says, I will ask you a kashet now, and we learn the next Mishnah, which is right here, and this is the Afanomet Beis. Motza beroi sheiksusi moiz, if you find on the head of this Avodah Zarah Markulis, you find garments, or money, or kelim, or vessels, since they are not things to beautify the Avodah Zarah, they are not considered part of the Avodah Zarah, and it is muter, as the Gemara will explain later on. But if you find parchilei anovim, grape clusters, vatore shel shibolim, or crowns of corn, veyenois, or wine, ushmonim or oil, the siltois or flour, the cold dover shekiyotze by korav legabe mizbeach, or anything else that similar things are brought as offerings on the mizbeach, also it is forbidden. The Gemara says, "Bishleim yeinis shmanim v'siltois meilim." When we say, if you find wine or oil or flour, it is osur because ike came pnim, the ike came zrike mishtaberet. Because you have both. First of all, it came pnim. The offering that was brought of wine, oil, or flour is similar to the offering that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Because in the Beis Hamikdash, by the Karbonis, you used to bring flour and oil and wine. The ike came zrike mishtaberet. And also, the way it was brought as a korban to the Avodah Zarah is similar to the zrike of the Beis Hamikdash. Because these are not solid things, and therefore, when it was thrown to the Avodah Zarah, it also breaks up into drops. So it is similar to the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. Elo parchile anovim. But the clusters of grapes, patore shel shibolim, are the crowns of the wheat, of the corn. You don't have your napkin pnim. In the Beis Hamikdash, you didn't have any korbanos made of these things. And also, the way it was thrown, it wasn't thrown the same way in the Beis Hamikdash, because the zriki of the dam in the Beis Hamikdash breaks up into drops and this does. So how come the Mishnah says that these are osir? That the only reason it is osir and the only time it is osir is if he cut them lechatchila for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah. So then when he cut it, that was similar to shechita. This is the same as if he would break a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah. We said before, you are chayiv, because this is similar to shechita. The same thing when you cut the cluster of grapes or the atarah sheshibolim off for the sake of worshipping Avodah Zarah, it is similar to shechita, and that's why you are chayiv, because it is ke'ein of the Beis Hamikdash. How do we know that if a person shechts a behemoth with a blemish to the Avodah Zarah, that he is potter? Because the pasuk says, that if you shecht a korban to other gods, you should get killed, except to Hashem himself. So we see here the Torah compares the korban to other gods to the korban that we bring to Hashem. Therefore we say, La'osra Torah, the Torah did not forbid, just like it was on inside the Beis Hamikdash. That just like in the Beis Hamikdash, a korban was only if it was not a balmum, so too, to Avodah Zarah, you're only chayiv if it's not a balmum. Havi Barove, Rove thought into this, the Mai. What kind of mum are we talking about? Elaine Beduki Shibayan, if we're talking about a mum, that there was a cataract on the eye of the animal. And that's what we say, that you are potter if you shech this korban to the Avodah Zarah. It couldn't be, because hash to leave Neinoya, Chazi Ligivoye Bebomadid, who, Lavoyas Gichov Neboye, at Madoch, at Egoi. If he wants to shech an animal like this, to Hashem, as a real korban, in his bum and his private mizbeach. So it is allowed, he's allowed to shecht a korban which has a blemish, a duki shibayin, so certainly if he shecht it to the Avodah Zarah, you should be chayiv. And Rashi says, when it says here, Bnei Noach doesn't only mean goyim, but Bnei Noach includes the Yidden before Matan Torah, they were also called Bnei Noach. So they were allowed to bring on a bum, on a private mizbeach, because there was a din of bum before the Beis Hamikdash was built, so you're allowed to bring on a private mizbeach before Matan Torah, even if it had a mum. So how can you say that if you shecht this to Avodah Zarah, you are put? Elo, therefore we must say the Mechus Reiver. What kind of mum is he talking about if it's missing a limb? Okay, the Rebbe Lozer, like the Rebbe Lozer said, Omer Rebbe Lozer, because Rebbe Lozer said, Menayin, how do we know the Mechus Reiver? Shehu Osir Lipne Neach, that how do we know that if a korban has a limb missing? Even a goy is not allowed to bring this as a korban to Hashem, Shnemer, because the Pasuk says, by Noach. And Hashem told him he should take into the Teva the different animals. It says, Mikol Ochai, Mikol Boser Shnayim, Mikol. That from all living ones, from all flesh, you should bring two from all. Omra Torah. So the Torah says, Havei behema shechayin roshe yevrin shalom. Since the Pasuk says, Mikol achai, Mikol boser, that means that you should bring the behemoth that all tips of its limbs are alive. That's Taich Mikol achai. And therefore, from here we know it has to have all the limbs. And if it doesn't have all the limbs, it's possible. Because at that time, the reason Hashem told him to bring in this behemoth, these animals, was because he wanted them to use them as a korban after the mabul. And he said that they have to have all their limbs complete. So from here we know that even a goy, a benoyach, to bring a korban to Hashem, if it's missing an eved, is aser. And that's why if you shech that same behemoth missing an eved to avodah zarah, you are puzzled. But then the Gemara says, how can you say we learned this din out? And if it's missing an eved, you can't use it as a korban from the pasuk mikol achai, when this pasuk is used for something else to exclude treifa. Treifa means if it has a certain sickness, that such an animal he shouldn't bring in, such an animal cannot be brought as a korban either. So he says, that din, that treifa cannot be used, we learn out from the pasuk where it says by Noach, lahach yezera, and he told him bring these animals in order to make seed live, which means in order to multiply them later. And a treifa cannot give birth to a child. And therefore, since the Tosik says, L'chayah zera, so we know that you can't use treifa. The Mele, we have the Pasik, Mikol Achai extra, to teach us that it has to have all the limbs. But Yigmara says, Ho, this is only good Lamanda Omar treifa in Yilet. According to the opinion that holds that a treifa, if it has these sicknesses, which makes it into treifa, cannot give birth, so we understand that in the word L'chayah zera, we know that you couldn't bring a treifa. The mele, the posik mikol achai is extra. Ela lamandoma treifa yilet, but according to the opinion that holds that treifa could give birth, ma'ikilamemer, what can we say? So from the posik lachai zera, we do not know to exclude treifa, because treifa could also bring zera into the world. So we know it only from the posik kol achai. Now, since we know it from the posik kol achai, the posik kol achai is not extra to teach us that mechusar eved is possible. The Gemara answers, Omar Kro, the posik says, itcha, you should bring it with you. Which means itcha b'daimin lach, you should bring with you ones that are similar to you. So from there we know that treifa couldn't be brought, because just like Noach wasn't a treifa, and Hashem says you should bring into the teva animals which are like you, so we know that he shouldn't have brought in treifa. The mele, we don't need the posik in kolachai for that, but that posik is used to teach us mechusar eved is possible. But the Gemara says, how do we know that we can learn this out from the posik itcha b'daimin lach v'dilma Noach gufei treifa hava? Maybe Noach taki himself was a treifa. So when the Torah says bring in those that are similar to you, he was able to bring in treifa. So that's why we have to have the posik mikol achai to teach us that treifa shouldn't be brought in. And if we do that, then the kol achai is not extra to teach us that mechusar eved is no good. But the Gemara says, no, we couldn't say Noach was a treifa, because tamim ksipe, the Torah says that he was complete. So the Gemara says, dilma tamim bedrochav, maybe what it means complete in his ways. But the Gemara says, for that we don't need, because tzadik ksipe, it says he was righteous, he was a tzadik. So then, that he was a good person, we know from the word tzadik. So the word tamim means he was complete in his physical body. So the Gemara says, no, dilma tamim bedrochav, tzadik b'maisav, maybe tamim means he was complete in his ways, and he was righteous in his actions. So b'meila, the word tamim doesn't teach us that he was not a treifa. So b'meila, we cannot learn out from the word itoch that he shouldn't bring in treifa. So we must use the pasuk mikol achai to exclude treifa. Now, if we use that to exclude treifa, we don't have a pasuk to exclude mechusar eved. But the Gemara says, lo motis amra de noyach gufa treifa havo. You cannot say that Noach was a treifa. The isal kedaitoch Noach treifa havo. If you're going to think that Noach was a treifa, so then omar le'rachmona. So did Hashem tell him the kvosoch ayil? The ones that are like you, take in. Shleimin lo yayet ayel. The ones that are complete shouldn't take in. The Torah said, Hashem says to him, that you should take into the teva itcha with you. And we said itcha means the doimeloch, that are similar to you. Now if Noach was a treifa, it seems as if Hashem is saying to him, you should take into the teva those that are like you, only treifas. And complete ones he shouldn't take in. So therefore we must say, when he said itcha with you, similar to you, it means just the opposite, that just like you are not a treifa, the animals that you take in also shouldn't be treifa. Now since we know that you shouldn't take in treifa from the pasuk itcha, so then the pasuk kolachai is extra, so we learn out from the pasuk kolachai that it has to have all the evidim, it shouldn't be missing a limb. Because the word chai also comes from the meaning of healthy, that all the evidim should be healthy. But then the Gemara asks, hash to now the napkim itcha, that we learn out from itcha, that treifa wasn't allowed in, l'chayah zera l'amali, so why does the pasuk say l'chayah zera? Before we said that the Pasuk L'chaya Zera comes to teach us to exclude Treifa, because Treifa cannot give birth according to that opinion, so L'chaya Zera means that you should not take in Treifa. But now that we know that you shouldn't take in Treifa from Yitcho, so then why does the Pasuk have to say L'chaya Zera? So the Gemara answers, Im Yitcho, if we would only have the Pasuk Yitcho, then have, I mean, I would say L'tzav Sebalma. And what he said means take in with you that you should have some companionship. But I don't care whether they could give birth or not. And therefore I would think, even if it's an old animal or a castrated animal, you still could take him in. That's what the Pasuk says, that the purpose of taking him in was to make seed alive, to continue the species. And from there we know that he had to take in only young ones and those that could give birth. Then the Gemara continues, Omer Rebbe Lozer says, Minayin l'shoichet behemet l'markul ishu chayiv. How do we know that if you shecht a behemet to markul ishu chayiv? Because the way they used to worship the markulis, as we know, as we learned before, by throwing rocks at it, but not by shechting a behemet. But how do we know that if you shecht a behemet to markul ishu chayiv? And this fits to what we said before, that if you do to an avodah zarah, one of the avodahs that were done in the Beis Hamikdash, you are chayiv, even if this is not the derech. And this is really the question of the Gemara. How do we know that if you shech the behemoth, which is one of the things they used to do in the Beis Hamikdash, and if you shech the behemoth to the Markulis, you are chayev, Shanema, so the answer is because the Pasuk says, for la yizbuchu oides if chayim lasirim, that they should not shech their korbanis anymore to the shading. Now in Eining, in the Kedako, we don't need this Pasuk to teach you that you're not allowed to worship an Avodah Zarah in the normal way they used to worship it, because that is excellent. Except the Pasuk already says, Eicho yavdu ha-goyim ha-eiles elikeyam. And how do these goyim worship their God? So from there we know that you are not allowed to worship the other gods in the way the custom was to worship it. So since we have that Pasuk already, so we can say that the Pasuk, V'la yizvichu oides ivcheyim lasirim, goes to teach us the same din. So if we don't need it for that, so we use the Pasuk to teach us that even if you're going to worship it not in the normal derech, you are chayiv as long as you do one of the avodas of the Beis Hamikdash. And this is a cloud we have in the Gemara constantly, that when we have a Pasuk that we cannot say comes to tell us as it seems to be, because that din we know already from another Pasuk or for some other reason, so we have the klal that if we can't use it for what it seems to be saying, use it for something else. And that's what we do here also. If we can't say that the Pasuk comes to teach us that you shouldn't worship it the normal way it's worshipped, so we say probably it comes to teach you that you shouldn't worship it even if it's not kedarko. So from here we know that if you shech the behemoth to markulis, you are chay. But then the Gemara asks, how can you say this Pasuk comes to teach us this din? That we need for something else, for something that we learn in the Braise. Because we learn in the Braise concerning the Psukim in Parsha Achremoy, in Kapitel Yudzayan. So there we have the Parsha of Shchut Ichud, the Parsha that speaks about bringing Karbonis outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So there we have many Psukim, starting from Pasuk Aleph, that goes on till Pasuk Zayin, where it says, V'lo yizbuchu oides ivcheim lasirim, the Pasuk we are talking about here. So the Braise says, Atkan, up to this Pasuk, V'lo yizbuchu oides ivcheim lasirim, umedabed, the Parsha there is speaking about, kochim sheikdishon, v'shas isur habomis, v'ikrivon v'shas isur habomis. That karbonis, that a person was magdish, the person dedicated them for karbonis at a time when you were not allowed to be makriv on a bomo, and he was actually makriv them at a time when you're not allowed to be makriv on a bomo. Because there were times before the Mishkan was built that every person was able to be makriv his own korban on his own private bomo. Then when the Mishkan was built, that was forbidden. The Pasuk here, when it says that you're not allowed to bring a korban on your own private mizbeach, on your own private bama, so the Braise says that these psukim till Pasuk Zayin, where it says v'lo yizbuchoides ivcheim lasirim, is speaking in a case where a person was makdish the korban already after the time when it was forbidden to be makriv on a bama, and he was makriv it actually at the time when he was forbidden to be makriv on a bama. How do we know that the parasha is speaking about that? Sharei onshan amr, because the Torah there says the punishment. Shenemer, because the Pasuk says, Ve'al Pesach oyel moed lehevieh ve'goymer. And this is Pasuk Dalet there, which says that if you took a behemoth and you did not bring it to the door of the oyel moed of the Mizbeach to be makav as a korban, so the Pasuk continues, V'nichas ha'ishahu mekerav amr, this person gets korban. So there we're talking about a time when a person was makdish a korban after he was not allowed to be makriv b'bama, and he was makriv it after the time that you were not allowed to be makriv b'bama, and he was makriv it on a bama outside of the mizbeach of the mishkan. He is chayiv korban for that. And the Braisa, by the way, continues, Oine Shamainu. From here we see the punishment for this. As Horem and Nayim, where do we have a warning? Because the klal is that the Torah never punishes unless it first has a warning. We don't find in the Torah that the Torah should say, if you do so and so, you will be punished this and this way. First the Torah has to say, don't do it. And then the Torah will tell you the punishment. Now here, the Torah doesn't say, don't do it. The Torah just says, if you do it, you will be punished. You will get caught. Now there must be a warning someplace. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, and it's a Pasuk in Parashat A. Kapitel Yud Beis Pasuk in Gimel that says, Pen Tala Eloisecha. The Pasuk says that Yishomer Lecha, you should be careful. Pen Tala Eloisecha, you might bring up your oilus, your korbanos, Bechol Mokem Ashatira, any place that you like. So the Pasuk says, don't do it. Ki Imba Mokem Ashifchar Hashem, only in the place Hashem chooses that you should bring. So the Torah says here, pen talo elisecho, it uses the expression pen. You might bring up your karbonis. Not in the Beis HaMikdosh, okay, the Rabbavin Amar Abila, and this is according to the Rabbavin. Said in the name of Ila, the Omer Rabbavin Amar Abila, because Rabbavin said the name of Rabbila, kol mokum shenemer, hishomer upen ba'al, wherever the Torah uses the expression hishomer, or the expression pen, or the expression al, einoi ele beloisase. So it is only eloisase. It is a negative commandment. So here the Torah says, pen talo elisecho. So it uses the Lashon pen. So this is eloisase. So here we find a warning for not bringing a korban anibama when you are forbidden to bring it. And the Pasuk in Parsha, Achra Mois, Kapitel Yizayin, there it's speaking about the punishment. So this is only up to the Pasuk, Belayiz Bechoid, speaking in a case where you dedicated the korban when it was already forbidden to be makriv abama, and you actually brought it when it was forbidden to be makriv abama. Mikan v'oyla, from this Pasuk, V'loyiz b'choyd and an, Medaber, the Pasuk is speaking, B'kotchim, She'igdishan b'shas heter abamais, He'ikriven b'shas isher abamais. Talking about such karbonis, that you were makdish, you dedicated it, at a time when you were still allowed to be makriv an abama, but you were makriv it at a time when you're not allowed to be makriv an abama. When you made the behemoth into a korban, it was still a time when the bama was permitted. For instance, if they were magdish, the korban, before they put up the mishkan, then you were still allowed to bring a korban in the bama. And then, by the time you wanted to bring the korban, the mishkan was up already, so now you can't bring. So we might think, since you were magdish it when bamas were permitted, so even though now the bamas are not permitted, maybe you still are allowed to bring in a bama, because when you were magdish it, bamas were permitted. So we learn out from this posting that you're not allowed to do it, because now that the bama is permitted, you can't bring in a bama. How do we know that the posting is speaking in such a case? Shanema, because the posting there says, and this goes back to Pasuk, hey, the man asher yaviu bnei Yisrael lezivchayim asher haim zoivchim, that in order that the Yidin should bring the korbanos that they are shechting, they should bring it says there, al pnei asodeh, ve'eviyum l'ashem l'pesach ha'yomayit alakoyim. So here the Pasuk says, Lamana Shiyaviv Bnei Yisrael Ezivcheyem Asher Hein Zoivchim, is mashme that we're talking about korbanos that were already ready as a korban. That means, Shehitakti loch kvar, those behemoths that I allowed you before, which means that they were a korban from before. The korbanos that were a korban before, which means that when you made into a korban, you were allowed to. And nevertheless, the Pasuk says, Al pnei hasodeh, this is on the field, Malamed, that teaches us, Shekol hazeveyach bebomo, Mishas yisur abomo, anybody who shech the korban on the bomo, brings the korban on the bomo at a time when the bomos are forbidden, the Torah considers it as if he's bringing it in the field, which means as if he brings it to Avodah Zarah. So the Torah is telling us that even though this was already a korban from before the Isur of Bamas, nevertheless, any time you shecht an a bama, a korban at the time when bamas are forbidden, even if when you dedicated it as a korban, it was at the time when bamas were permitted, it is still as if you shecht it to Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says, Ve'vium l'Hashem, you should bring it to Hashem, Zu mitzvah says, that's the positive mitzvah, that a korban like that must be brought to Hashem, must be brought in the Beis HaMikdosh on the Mizbeach, and cannot be brought on the Boma. Umitzvah loisah seminayin, how do we know that if you shecht that korban on the Boma, you also have a loisah, a negative mitzvah? Talmud Leimer, this is where the next Pasuk comes in. Ve'lo yizvuchu oid azivcheyem, that they should not shecht their korban, as it says, lasirim, to the shadim. The Torah is telling us here that they should not shech their korbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan on a bomber, because that is as if they would shech the Tzadav HaJazor. But here the Torah uses a lotion of lo yizbechu, a loiseses. From here we know that it's a loiseses also, which means that if you were makdish the korban b'shas the heter bombers, and you were makdish it b'shas iser bombers, you have an esser and a loiseses. But then the Braita continues, Yochel, I would think, hey, on the Shkodas, you get Kodas for this also, just like we said before, that if you were Magdish it after the Isar Bamas, and you were Makriv it after the Isar Bamas, you get Kodas, so I would think maybe, if you were Magdish it before the Isar Bamas, but you were makriv it after the sabamis, which is also prohibited. So we might think you get kodesh for that too. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, in this Pasuk, v'lo yizbuchu oides v'cheim lasirim, which we said before, is speaking in a case where you were makdishet b'shav heter bomis, and you makrivet b'shav iser bomis. So the Pasuk there, at the end says, chukas oilam tia zois lahem ladaroisam, that this should be to them a chukah, a law forever. And the Pasuk uses the lashon zois lahem. So we darshan zois lahem v'lo yacheres lahem. This is to them, which means for this, you have what we said before. You have an esse and you have a lois esse, but you do not get kodesh for this. But after all this discussion, we see from the Braise that we use the Pasuk, v'layiz b'choydes v'chayem, to teach us a din that if you are makdish to pay me b'shas heter bomis, at the time the bomis were permitted, and you mak if it b'shas iser bomis, you're not allowed to do this. So how can the Gemara say before that we learn now from the Pasuk v'layiz b'choydes v'chayem lasirim to teach us that if you shech to pay me to makulis, you are chayiv, when we just said now that we use this Pasuk to teach us this other din? Amar Rava, so Rava answered, Kribei v'lo yizbuchu, kribei v'lo yoyt. You learn here two limudim. The Pasuk says, v'lo yizbuchu oyd ezibcheim. They should not shech also more their karbonas lasirim. Now this word, oyd, is extra. So we darshan two drushes. We darshan v'lo yizbuchu, they shouldn't shech. And we also darshan v'lo yoyt. So as if the Pasuk is telling us the same thing twice. So we have two limud that we can learn out here. So one limud we learn out concerning if you are makdish the behemoth b'shas heter bomis, the makdish b'shas iser bomis, that it is forbidden. And also we learn out from here that if you are sheichet a behemoth to markulis, you are chayim. Then we will continue with the Mishnah. Motza b'roi shemois k'susay kelim. This is the Mishnah the Gemara brought before. And if you find on the head of the Markulis money or garments or vessels, ha'reilum etorin, they are allowed. But if you find parchili anovim, clusters of grapes, ha'tore shol shibolim, or the crowns of the shibolim of the corn, the wheat, the yeinis are wine, v'shmonim are oil, v'silsis are flour, the whole dova shikayotze b'ikorev alagam mizbeach, or anything else that's similar to it you would bring on the mizbeach to Hashem, also these things are also. And the Gemara asks, "No, Anamila, how do we know this in the Mishnah?" Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yishe, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, said the name of Rabbi Yishe. Kol Sevechad Oimer. There is one pasuk that says, "Vatiru Eshikutzayim Vezgiluleim Eitz Vaeven Kesev Vezov Asherimoyim." Hashem is speaking to the Yidden, giving them Musar, and he's saying that you will see the disgusting things and their idols and the wood, the stone, the silver, and the gold that's with them. So from this pasuk we see that they used to be makriv wood and stone and silver and gold to the Avodah Zarah, and the pasuk calls it shikutzim. This is part of the disgusting thing. Is mashmeh that whatever they are makriv to Avodah Zarah becomes osir. Even if they are makriv to the Avodah Zarah wood or stone, it still is osir. But kosev echad oimer. But another pasuk says leisachmet kesev ezov aleihem. You should not desire the silver and the gold on them. And here the pasuk does not mention wood or stone. It's mashme that if they would be makriv wood or stone to the Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't become osur. Only if they are makriv silver and gold, which is something that makes them nice, a decoration to the Avodah Zarah, that becomes a korban Avodah Zarah and is osur. But if they are makriv stone and wood, it doesn't become osur. That's a contradiction. How is it? Does wood or stone become osur as a korban or not? And the answer to the Gemara is imoen dumid aleihem. In the first pasuk it says the Lashon Imoyim. The second pasuk, where it doesn't mention Eitz Ve'Even, it says the Lashon Aleihem. So we say we have to compare the pasuk where it says Imoyim to the pasuk where it says Aleihem. Ma Aleihem, just like in the pasuk where it says the Lashon Aleihem, it mentions only silver and gold. That means that Dover shall noy oser, anything which is of beauty, to decorate it, it is forbidden. She'ene shall noy, but if it's not, to make it nice. Muter, it is muter. Imoen, also in the other pasuk where it does mention Eitz Ve'Even, and there it says the Lashon Imoen, we also say the same rule. Dover shall noy osur, anything which is to make it nice is osur. The she'eine shall noy muter. But if it's not to make it nice, it's muter. In other words, Eitz Ve'Even is only osur if it makes it nice. Just like silver and gold makes it nice, that's a kind of decoration. So the reason the Torah in one pasuk does not mention Eitz Ve'Even, just Kesev Ezov, and the other pasuk does mention, is to teach us this din. That Eitz Ve'Even is only osur if it's similar to Kesev Ezov. Just like Kesev Ezov, silver and gold is always for beauty. And that's osur, so too, anything else, even if it's not silver and gold, if it's for beauty, it's osur. So we know that when the pasuk says Eitz Ve'Even in the other pasuk, it is only osur if it's for beauty. And that's the reason for the Mishnah, that if you find on top of the Avodah Zarah money or garments or kelim, it's mut, because this is not for beauty. The Gemara will explain later why these things are not considered for beauty. But if you find the other things which are considered for beauty, that is also. And we know it from the contradiction of these two psukim. But then the Gemara asks, what makes us dashen the way we just did? As we compare the pasuk of Imoen, where it mentions eight tvoven, to the pasuk of Aleihem, let's say just the opposite. Aleihem dum yede Imoen. Let's compare the pasuk where it says Aleihem, where it just mentions Kesav Azov, to the pasuk where it says Imoen, where it mentions eight tvoven also. And let's say, Ma Imoen, Kol She Imoen, just like the pasuk Imoen, means anything because it mentions eight tvoven, which means anything that's worth it is Asir, Af Aleihem Kol Mash Aleihem, so too. When the pasuk speaks about what's on them, also includes everything, that even though it mentions just Kesav Azov, it means anything else, because we compare it to the pasuk where it mentions eight tvoven. But the Gemara answers, in case if that would be true, lo yemer aleihem, that it not say aleihem at all. The whole pasuk leisachem Kesav Azov aleihem is extra, because we would say that if anything that's with it, not mamish on it, just with it, is usher, certainly if it's on it, it's definitely usher. Now if we say that if it's with it, it doesn't have to be silver and gold. Even if it's stone or wood, it's osir. If it's on it, it's definitely osir. And since we do have a pasuk where it says, Leisachmet kesef zav aleihem, obviously the Torah must come to teach us something. What does it teach us? It teaches us to compare the two the other direction and say that just like by aleihem, the pasuk mentions just kesef zav, because that is a davar shel noi, so anything else which is a davar shel noi is osir, but if it's not a davar shel noi, it is not osir. And after another pshat, that why the pasuk aleihem would be extra, because we would learn out from the extra word asher. Since the pasuk in Batira Shikatsayim, there's Gilaleim 8 for Evan Kesav Azov Asher Imoen, and it says asher, it's an extra word, so we wouldn't need the pasuk aleihem. So obviously it comes to teach us that we should compare the pasuk of Imoen to the pasuk of aleihem. But then the Gemara asks, Mois Davar Shel Noyu, if so, and it depends on whether it's to beautify it or not, isn't money to beautify, isn't money a decoration? The Alchemist says in the Mishnah, if you find money, it is muter. Amrit Beit Rav Yannai, so they said in the Yeshiva of Rav Yannai, that the case is, the key is kosher. It's in a tied wallet, the total of its avor, and it's hanging on its neck. When is it to beautify it, if it hangs in a kind of decoration? But if it's just hanging in a wallet, in the contrary, it's to degrade Avodah Zarah. It's like showing that Avodah Zarah is working. And that's why it's not an initial noise. Then the Gemara Ksuz, Davar Shel Noyu, a garment is also something of beauty. How come it says in the Mishnah it's mutter? Amrit Zavei Rav Yannai, so the answer in the Yeshiva Rav Yannai, Ksuz Mekupeles, it's talking about a folded up garment, Umanachas Loi Arashay, and it's laying on its head. It's not dressed in the garment, that would beautify it. It's folded, laying on its head. That's not a form of decoration, that's just the opposite, and therefore, this is mutter. Then the Gemara says, Kelim Davar Shel Noyu. The Mishnah also mentions, you find Kelim and Avodah Zarah. It is mutter, and we just said, why? Because it's not an object of beautifying it, but isn't a Kelim to beautify it? Omer Rav Papa said, Veschifilei Mashchil Ta'areshet. And the case is where the Kelim is bent over laying on its head. For instance, if you have a cup, so if the cup is on its head like a hat, that makes Avodah Zarah look nice. But if it's laying lengthwise, then it's just like as if Avodah Zarah is carrying something on its head. That's not to beautify it, and therefore, this is mut. Then the Gemara says, Omer Rav Asa Bar Chiya said, Kol shulu fnimin rak alkali mafilu mayim emelech oser. Anything that's laying in front of the Avodah Zarah, and it's in front of the veil of the Avodah Zarah, it is oser. Chutz l'kalkalin, if it's outside of the veil, Davar Shel Noy oser. If it's something that beautifies it, it is oser. She'ene Shel Noy, if it's not to beautify it, muter it's muter. Which means he's trying to say that this deen that we said here, that there's a difference between something that beautifies it or not, is only if it doesn't have a deen of a korban to Avodah Zarah. If it is osir because we learn it out from the pasuk, Batir Shukatayim is Gileim and Asher Imohen, or the pasuk like Sachmat Kesav Azov Aleihem, so there we make a difference whether it is for beauty or not. But if it is part of a korban, then it is osir no matter what. And that's what he's saying here. The korbanis used to be brought to the Avodah Zarah in front of the veil. So therefore, if you see an object in front of the veil of the Avodah Zarah, you know it's a korban. And therefore, if it would be, for instance, water or salt, it would be forbidden as a korban to the Avodah Zarah. Because it's ke'en pnim, it's an object that is used as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if you use it for a korban to the Avodah Zarah, it is also, even though it doesn't beautify the Avodah Zarah. Because since it's in front of the veil, you know that this is a korban. But if it's outside of the veil, then you know that it's not a korban because the korbanos were brought inside the veil. So then it is only as an attachment to the Avodah Zarah. So here it depends. If it's for the beauty of the Avodah Zarah, so we learn now from the pasuk, Kesav Azov Asher Imoen, so it's also because of that. But if it's not for beauty, so then it is not also. even if it's Ke'en Pnim, even if it's water and salt, which is like a korban that they used to bring in the Beis HaMikdash, but since it's outside of the veil, we know for sure it's not a korban. And to be osir, as part of the Avodah Zarah from this Pasuk Asher Imoen, it also is not osir because it's not for beauty. And that's what he's saying. And if it's within the veil, I feel a ma'im amelach is osir. If it's outside of the veil, depends. Dover Shonoi is osir, She'enish Shonoi is mut. Omer Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina said, Naktinin, we have an accepted rule, Ein Kalkalin, there is no din, no special difference concerning this veil, Loi Lepo'er, Veloi Lemakulis, not by the Avodah Zarah Po'er, and not by the Avodah Zarah Makulis. This din that we said, that it depends whether it's inside the veil or outside the veil, does not apply, not to the Avodah Zarah Po'er, and not to the Avodah Zarah Makulis. And the Gemara says, Lamai, concerning which din? Elaim, if you're going to tell me. What he means is, that feel of pnim tichud dami, that concerning po'er and makulis, even if it's done inside the veil, has the same din like outside the veil, vishori, it's muter, which means that if you would find inside the veil things which are not for beauty, it would be muter, just like by all other Avodah Zarah. If you find outside the veil something which is not lenoi, it is muter. So by a po'er and makulis, even if you find it inside the veil, it also would be mutter. If you're going to say that, the pshat couldn't be. Because according to this, the pshat would be, what you would be saying is, that they also, inside the veil, are careful like outside the veil. Because the idea of the veil was for modesty of the Avodah Zarah, for tznius of the Avodah Zarah. And their korbanos they only would bring inside the veil, but outside the veil they wouldn't do it. So if we would say that concerning po'er and makulis, inside has a din like outside, which means that by Po'er and Markulis, they were so careful, the tznius was so strong, that even inside the veil, they would only put things which are nice. But things which are not nice, they would not put anywhere. Now, how can we say that? Hash, the Po'er, Mefarin Kamei. Now, if they relieve themselves in front of the Po'er, Ma'im Melech Le'Mekarvelon, they would not be makriv water and salt. If they were so not tzniyazdi concerning the Po'er, that they would relieve themselves in front of the Po'er, so how can we say that they were so tzniyazdi concerning the Po'er, that they wouldn't even be makriv Mayim HaMelech inside the veil? Elo, therefore, he must say, what did he mean? That there is no din of a veil by Po'er and Markuli, it's just opposite. That even the outside of the veil has the same din like the inside in the zoser. Which means if you find water and salt outside of the veil, it is the same din as if you would find it inside. Since they were not careful with tznius, so this whole idea of the veil making the difference that inside they were makriv Mayim HaMelech and outside not, because outside was not nice, doesn't apply to Po'er Markulis, and therefore by Po'er Markulis, even if you find Mayim HaMelech outside of the veil, it is still also as if you would find it inside the veil.